Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Thank you so much, Johan. And we really appreciate, may the Father bless you abundantly, sir, as you continue to shake the airwaves like never before. A bit of this as we start. Let's go a bit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love. On 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Beautiful song, I should say. Yeah, man, Thapelo Levivi. You know, one of the most beautiful things, again, that happens in this studio, there are beautiful things that are happening in this studio. Number one, you find the studio is very neat and clean, sanitized. And then, Makamu, I talk about cleanliness, your coffee. You know this GNU of yours. You can't be calm. I'm talking about cleanliness. You are suffocating there. What are you okay, Makam?
Yeah, I'm right.
No, I'm happy to hear that. All right. So I was saying, when Johan gives over to me, he says some of the most beautiful words, and I think I don't qualify. In most of the things that he says, I think I don't qualify. And even taking over from him is way beyond me. It is the grace of the Father that I'm on the show, which he gives over to. It's the grace of the Father. And secondly, the beauty that happens here, I spoke about cleanliness and everything, and it is Omyapi Swanepoel. There's a man called Omyapi Swanepoel. He doesn't miss a day without coming to me in the studio and say, God bless you and have a great show. He would wait until I finished talking, and then he's basically the guy who built this studio. And he has retired long ago, but he keeps on checking. And so even today, he waited for me and said, look, I just wanted to say, may the Father bless you. Continue to spread the good news every day, even on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except for the drama of Thursday where Makamu is talking to us and there's a truck passing by and the people going like, hey, we're not here. Except for that, you know, but it's a beautiful show. I'm having the two of you today, and another member of government is not in, and I heard she's in hospital, but she's recovering quite well. Mulebeheng Rapetso, who basically should be on the show. You know, on Thursdays, I like just as many women to be on the show as much. Many women to be on the show as much. I'm not saying because it's Sheila's day and all those kinds of things and stuff. No, not necessarily. But I would love to have more guests of women on Thursday, because I have men on Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, I have a fair share of women. And then today I'd like to have a fair share of women, because Sunday I don't have guests of women, you know. And so it would be nice to actually have two or three women on this show together with Umakamu, you know, Umfundisi Makamu, my friend, and be able to take the show even far much more in a better and greater dimension. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. We are together till 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. I'm hanging out with the Apostle Phumlamfene and also Umfundisi Umakamo. Let me start with the Apostle Phumlamfene in Boksburg, just near the airport. How are you doing?
Hey, we're just interrupted by flies this time around.
They're
landing, so once they start to prepare for landing, so here, hey, network very socially for you. So we thank God these interruptions will not interfere with
Absolutely. You know, it's like when someone stays at a house that is next to a train station, you know.
Yes.
You know, when it's 4:30, there's going to be a train passing by.
Yeah.
They call it a snail. That train doesn't stop in any station except the main station. So when it passes by you, it's actually at about maybe 80 kilometers to 100 kilometers an hour. But because it has many wheels, it sounds like it's at 2,000 kilometers an hour. You will wake up in that 4-roomed house or in that 3-roomed house, you will wake up, you know. And that is how it is. So I can imagine the flights. Cabin crew, 10 minutes to landing. chicken or beef. Chicken or beef. No, I understand. Mfundisi Makamu. Yeah, Muna. Mfundisi Makamu, greetings to you, sir.
Mfundisi Amina, apeleni minjani.
Ifukile ikongwe na Mfundisi Amina.
Ifukile Mfundisi Amina, man. Anshoweta mpostolo minjani, mpostolo.
Amifukile minjani, Mfundisi Makamu.
Enkomo Mfundisi Mani, nkwela unga kodwa kunithengele itikiti le plane. Namizo kenhlale fastelini.
Uyaphi ngoba eMozambique baya ngamaven. EMozambique baya ngamabhaki.
Hayi, angifuni ukuya eMozambique. Ngifuna ukuzulazula nje la. Nami ngike ngibuke abantu ngihlele phezulu.
Ne. Yeah. No, that would be nice. But are you well, Mfundisi Makamu?
Mfundisi wami mani, ngibonga uNkulunkulu. Yazi ngivuka every day ngigijima ngo-4.
Yes.
Yeah, ngi-exercise. Angifuni ukuba yilo madala lo thina njengoba sengilapha kabo 50 something sebathi nginesukela.
Awulavi ukuba tatana chukela.
Namanje nginotshala abafana uma nihlangana nabo. But hey, madala ngithi hey, angisumadala mina.
Yeah.
Baba nekhanda elikhakazile bacaka ukuthi sengumadala ngigijima 30 km a day.
That's fantastic, yeah. Man. That's fantastic. I only do 14, man. You do 30. Yeah.
Every day.
You're strong.
Yeah,
you are
strong.
You are strong, my friend. You are strong. You know, and let me just put this also as you know, a statement and also as a disclaimer. We won't break anyone's call. So if you call into the show about the topic, we won't disappoint. We will take your call. If you send a WhatsApp, we will take your WhatsApp. If you send a voice note, we will take your voice note. I was not happy when I heard on Sunday, when I heard Ume Maureen, that she was treated bad at another radio station by a friend of mine. But she says she doesn't know anything about it. You know, basically, I think this thing happens between the producers and the people who call in, you know, and some people calling on other people's names. But sometimes the argument is that, no, mara mabito a tswana. Marito a fana. That was the case, but I just want to say to Mam Morini, ungakwati mama man, ungakwati. Next time they will take your call on that show, on that radio station. But here at Radio Pulpit, you know the doors are open. This is where it's going down. This is where everything is happening. So if you want to speak about the Most High, there are radio stations who will really put a censure on that. But if it is Radio Pulpit, you will always have your say. You'll always have, you know, your say about this. All right. And then tonight we are talking about spiritual emptiness. What it is even all about. How do we know that we are spiritually empty? And today, with churches being packed as they are, with new songs and new prophets, and new people coming into the social media, how do we measure emptiness? With so many people coming and saying we are speaking about the Father, and that don't to me le. To know Bab. They're saying all those kinds of things, many people. And they basically even point across that the service is full of the presence of the Father. We were fed. This is what we hear these days, you know. And these are good reports, supposedly. I was looking at this other interview, and this person kept on saying allegedly, and I realized we are not talking anything. But here you'd find that the issue of emptiness seems to be suspended to the far corners, or even swept under the carpet. And people do not know when they are actually experiencing an emptiness, because they are not familiar with it. And not because they are always filled, but because they don't even know how to be filled. And how do you feel empty? Some years ago, I was talking to Sis Nombuso, and she used to be at the University of South Africa, and she was doing her degree in nursing and all that and stuff, her postgraduate degrees. That's many, many, many years ago, in the 90s. Now, she was leaving the church, and one time I was driving her, and I asked her, but why are you leaving? Because I just couldn't understand, because she was doing so well in this church in Atrichville. She was doing well. Why are you leaving, Sis Nombuso? You know, I just can't understand, because I feel that we are at another level of movement in Atrichville at that time. I think Apostle Pumla will attest to that. We would even go to Swaziland and all those places. We basically were in what we call being filled with the Spirit of the fire of the Father and being on fire.
Yeah,
and she says, "No, Ray, I see what is happening and I'm happy. But as for me, I'm not fulfilled, I'm empty." And I go, "Look, how can you say you are empty when you are pastoring us almost every day? Every day. You pick us up from the shops there, and then we go to the pastor's house, we sit there, she knocks off at one, we sit there, you share the word. And that is what I had known of you, and now you're telling me, no, you are empty." I just couldn't understand. It took me months to actually understand that. Actually, I was hurt when she left. Somewhat, I blamed her. I thought, okay, maybe this woman had some ulterior motives, you know, but no. She said, "I feel empty here." And then I started to go to the very aspect of saying, okay, this emptiness that people miss to understand, what is it even all about? And I looked into the word. And in looking into the word, I saw an emptiness that is brought on by worldliness amongst believers. Now, it says in Psalms 39:11, when With rebukes, you correct man for iniquity. You make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely, every man is vapor. And basically what she implied is that there are things that were being rebuked at that time in our midst. But they were not well received. There was the sharing of the word with regards to conduct, with regards to discipline, but it was taken and people continue with their lukewarmness and they continue with the comradeship of being Christian, having a good choir, a good ministry of youth, a good ministry administration, doing good church projects, but not having the essence of the Father's life within us. And when rebuke comes, you become somewhat of a laughing stock, a holier-than-thou kind of a person. And I started to believe that, okay, it means the teachings that she was bringing across, these teachings that she was bringing across, were now hitting the mark. And then she was able to see a certain form of unfulfillment upon her life, in that those who teach were teaching from emptiness, from lives that do not take rebuke seriously, and who basically scorn at the seriousness of discipline. Psalm 62 verses 9 says, "Surely men of low degree are a vapor, men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scale, they are altogether lighter than vapor." And I started to check and say to myself, what are the things that we were emphasizing there over a time? It was no longer living right. It was being prosperous. It was having these things, these projects of the church. Now we were speaking the faith of getting material instead of the faith of getting saved. And she said, because of that, I am leaving the church. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 2, and the preacher says, vanity of vanities, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. It's when we focus on things that do not even save us from the wretchedness of sin, the wretchedness of sin. And this is amazing. When you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 8, it says, all things are full of labor. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And I want to put it this way. It is when now I no longer see the move of the Father. An emptiness is when we no longer see the move of the Father. We see moves of protocol, but not of the Father. We see moves of statuses, of titles, but not of the Father. And it says, and the ear is not set, is not filled with hearing. It's basically when we hear everything else except the rebuke of the Father, the correction of the Father, the recommendations of the Father, the discipline of the Father, the commands of the Father. We hear everything. We are a great church. We are a wonderful church. We are a glorious church. We are planting. They say, what? What is it that they say they are planting? We are planting branches. Oh, yes, yes. Branches everywhere, which means they are the vines now. We are planting branches everywhere. I once asked this other friend of mine, and he said he has 52 branches. I said, my brother, what? He says, no, I have 52 branches. What are you doing with 52 branches, man? Can the people be taught and hear from the Father to run themselves? You take something like 2 years to arrive at another branch. What's wrong with you? And all the money comes to you. What a tithe of tithe. Yeah, yeah. When the ear is no longer satisfied with what is being said, and when the eye is no longer satisfied with what it sees. And this is not greed. We're talking emptiness in the truest sense, where it's just church routines. Almost 20 years ago, Apostle, I went to another country and I realized in this country that they were selling churches. In Europe, I stayed for quite some time there. And then I realized that they were selling churches now. And this is one of the biggest cities in Europe. It's like, they say, five times bigger than Paris. And they were selling churches. And I remember we took cameras and we were going to do a shoot at this other camera. And people came out running in that church. And then I asked, why is the pastor and his cohorts running into their cars and all those things running away? And they said, no, they think you are a spy. These guys have run away from Zimbabwe, so they think you are a spy. So they ran away. So, and then I realized this church, basically, these guys who are communing there were renting from another church, which is no longer gathering. But they are renting the building. Do you understand the emptiness that is there? Where there is going to, and the father speaks of a famine that will come, and not of a famine of natural food, but of the word of the father. And to a greater degree, I see that. People who speak that they are from Christ, they are, others say they are from heaven, others say they are from paradise, and whatever. Well, I don't want to dispute that. But I see less and less of them reading the word. They speak mysteries, but they don't read the word. Christ, at all times, was speaking the word. How are you going to defeat the devil? It's a sign of emptiness. And an emptiness, again, is that of the love of money, the love of having things, the love of materialism. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10. This is an emptiness that we see even amongst ourselves. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This is also a vanity, an emptiness. You know, now it's about the kind of label you wear and the brand of the car you park outside the church that makes you to become part of the elite of the church. Mm. Yeah, you get a position. And it's said, we see these kinds of things really taking place. And the word says, and that also is a vanity, an emptiness. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Coming up next, we will be talking to our guests, and we are asking this very same question.
Ba patsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit, me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40, ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. iRadio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Yeyoluntu lonke kaloku. And of course, we are touching base on the issue of spiritual emptiness, how it comes about, man. And I know many people wanted to say he kutlwale sokolanyana gore gore ke spiritually empty. Then I came in another angle where I talk about the things that we focus on, which are an indicator of an emptiness of a sort. Now let me start with you, Apostle. When we speak of a spiritual emptiness these days, many people are doing what we call a misdiagnosis. They don't basically really put it across quite rightly, because they think having abundance of silver and gold and all those things, and wearing suits, you know, that are shining, and all those things, and those shoes imported from overseas, it's a sign of being filled with the Spirit of the Father. But it's actually not. The people who are prophesying but cannot even read the word, they do referrals. You know, when someone does a referral, it's not actually quotation. You're not actually quoting the Father. You're doing a referral. You're not going to the scripture to, you know, you're doing a quotation of a sort. You're doing a referral. We see that amongst many people who say they are prophets, they come from heaven. And they basically are not really savvy on the essence of the importance of the written word, read word, spoken word, heard word, which is an indicator of an emptiness. What comes to mind?
One of the emptiness is deep, and sad as well. Because emptiness would show feelings of lack of hope, lack of joy, feelings of despair. But the big one is the feeling of disconnect from God. You know, next time that somebody there are times where when you begin to be engaged with certain things that you know that are contrary to the word of God, and you begin to walk in disobedience. Then how about that disconnect?
Yeah.
And once there's a disconnect between you and God, then the feelings of emptiness, spiritual emptiness, when you go to church, because really you can be spiritually empty and experience disconnect and still go to church.
Yeah.
And still preach. And
yes.
Still be part of worship.
And still pastor, yes.
And still lead intercession. But listen to more, put a mighty branch all over the show.
Yeah.
People can still do that.
That emptiness.
And it's really, I think, because they think when they fill themselves up with all these things that are external. Because remember, you cannot fill what is within with what is external. And you cannot take the spot of God and fill it up with busyness, because sometimes some people start all these branches because over that feeling of they want to be busy, because it's just emptiness and loneliness. And unfortunately, I've noticed Morutu, when people buffet into a space where they feel lonely and empty, instead of doing something about it and dealing with it, they would try to fill it up with certain things. And the more they try to fill it up with certain things, the more they become even more empty. Because the only way that you can fill up your emptiness, more especially spiritually, is when now you begin to use the biblical truths that are given to us, connecting back to God, you know, refraining from sin, avoiding or stopping doing things that had initially brought that emptiness. But now that's not the route that we want to take. So as a result, it becomes even mission impossible.
Yeah.
When there's worship, you feel like, hey, if your dress is dragging, the songs that you used to enjoy, they now begin to drag and they become a ball. But you are still there. So, but because you in denial and you don't wanna face that there's an emptiness that when you created, because you disconnect. Because remember, the moment you speak spiritual emptiness is because there's a disconnect between us and God. You know, in the book of Jeremiah, the word of God, if it is not, they've built a wall between us and God. So, because there's this wall. And every time there's a disconnect, because we are doing something contrary to the word of God. And without faith, disconnect brings emptiness. Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. And it does not necessarily mean physical death. And we're talking spiritual death, and that's what we're discussing here, spiritual emptiness. Because spiritual death, Leona, spiritual emptiness, and it's a lonely place. And hence, the worst part of it is sometimes when people get to that space, instead of trying to do what the word of God prescribes that they should do, they would avoid it. They would fill it up with all other things else. And then nakoyatama, nuwahayatama. And unfortunately, Joe, ukila wana wana lema ditamang, ne? Motatenga kena felelitse aruba lele basadi baka ofel.
Yeah.
But orata mudi mudi bra. But because you empty.
Yeah.
So nahana roma aruba lele ma timdi ditikin tepaya. That emptiness itlatama. Hai tama, Joe. Baba ang they try to fill it up. Motareke diaparo every weekend. Wardrobe it is really yawa. Because of this emptiness. Hence I'm saying, Joe, okasi feel spiritual emptiness with what is external.
Yeah.
No matter how many places you go to and travel and see the world, if you're still empty, the world cannot fill it up. No matter how many churches you build, they cannot fill up that place that needs to be only filled up by God and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
No matter what we do, Joe, Baba Mbaka Neba, not because they're feeling empty, they feel alone. They feel helpless, they feel hopeless. Then Mutate, Utomilega Glassy one, and then one, the next thing, Kiki Botolo, the next thing is critical failure, thinking, because you still are trying to fill this thing up. Honorary Jotering, not specifically, take it, are you filling that thing up? But there's a certain type of food. Take it to the shop at that spot. So that spot that is empty can only be filled once we do what the word of God prescribes. And also once we begin to connect back to God. I want to get the area a little bit back. People need to remember where we're falling. Make things right from there. Then figure it. Hang out that disconnect when we begin to do things that are contrary to the word of God, and then disconnect obviously leads to emptiness. Emptiness can draw you to deeper and deeper self-destructive habits as well.
Absolutely. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Together as friends, we are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual emptiness and the perspectives. I love the perspectives that we are following on the show. Makamu, uloku kohlela njalo. Let's hope ukuthi ukhuluma kahle. Hey, kunini ukhohlela ndoda? Ngathi buka yi 20 ngithi eh lo muntu uyagijima every day ukhohlela kangaka. Yo.
Ngizokho ngakukhenga amanzi ngiwaphuza.
Kunini ndoda? Ha. All right. Yeah. No, I understand. My friend.
Yes.
When we talk about emptiness, and I want to bring this across also. Now, emptiness, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17, it says, "This I say therefore, and testify in the Elohim, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind." A spiritual emptiness also implies that a person has their own mind, not the mind of Christ. Yeah, they talk things like, "This is my life. I do what I want."
Yeah. Amen.
Shabet. People who are empty are people who are very philosophical, very vocal, very intellectual, very academic. They lead. They are politicians, they are pastors, they are priests. They speak their own mind, and they go with the principle of applying your mind And here, the word says, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Elohim, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility. Underline the word futility. Mm. Futile, deadly, empty, without life, in the futility of their mind. Because this in itself implies a spiritual death on its own. Fundis Makam.
Tatanare Ngiyabonga uqala and angixolise futhi ukuthi ngisuke ngahleka nyana la ngakhwenqwa amathe sayiyala kuphuma le nto lela kodwa ngiyabonga. Tatanare anke ngiqala kanjani ngiyabonga mpostolo ukuthi na ungindlalele i-red carpet ukuthi nami ngikwazi kuhamba. Yes. I believe kutina the word Genesis yiti the beginning. But before the beginning began, there is Yahusha.
Mm.
And so yonke into yenzakalayo iqale ekuqaleni ku Genesis. We are talking about spiritual emptiness. Genesis chapter 2, uNkulunkulu uinstructa uAdam, ukuthi ndoda, the day you eat, you will surely die.
Mm.
Then the Bible says, ukuthi na, chapter 3, uAdam wadla isihlahla. And uma ufika chapter 5, Naku chapter 6, Adam lived 930 years. In our own eyes, we can say kutu uNkulunkulu was a liar. But if there is something uNkulunkulu impossible kutu ayenze, is to lie ku impossible kuye. Lapaya nemba kukuta adlile uAdam, there was a spiritual death ye yabakona, emptiness ye yabakona. Why I'm saying this? Adam used to live in Eden in the presence of the Lord. When I do my studies, Eden means moment in the presence of the Lord. Then Adam lived 930 years angekho in the presence of the Lord. And the lento lelapho yokuthi kubana that separation.
Mm.
That was a spiritual emptiness bese iqala kuye.
Yeah.
Uma kuqala a spiritual emptiness ku Adam asuka in Eden, which means the presence and the moment of the Lord. Kwaqala emptiness, he began to toil. Kuthi chapter 3. Waqala wahlilinga azenzela imizamo ethi noma sekaqala ebandla uthengisa abantu izinduku uhamba anikeza abantu utswayi ahamba anikeza abantu imichamo ukuthi baphuza ukuthi bazophola ngoba la se wenza imizamo. He is empty. He is no longer in the presence. But whenever somebody is in the presence, akazenzeli imizamo, uyayenziswa uNkulunkulu.
Amen.
La umoya ongcwele uzange usaphinda uhlala enyameni. The Holy Spirit from Genesis uze ufika le. The Holy Spirit will always come ahambe afika kwenzisa lento afuna ukwenzisa yona ngaleso sikhathi leso asuke usala uba end. Uyombona umoya lola ufika ubamba uNoah ayenze umkhumbi for many years. Then usuka asala dakwe azahambisa amazambane ngaphandle abe ngqunu azahlekwa abantwana. The Holy Spirit will never allow you to be a laughing stock. the moment le waye lahlo waye waye phuzile azalahlekelwa ingqondo umoya ongcwele was not there waye empty umoya ongcwele uhlekisi ngomuntu God will never allow that sibuye umoya ongcwele ubuya ufika ubaba ufika no ufika umwenzisa lo na umwenzisa lo la uzombona even no Elijah Elijah uma ungcwele ufika umtshela ukuthi na hamba umtshela ahabe ukuthi nemvula izokuba khona wayenza wamwenzisa izinto waphinda wayehamba ayomelana nabaprofeti bebhale they were 450 and they were not alone 450 There were na another 400 yaba prophet be Asherah. Amelana nabo ayi one wababulala bonke umoyingcwele wehla because ukuba wehlele ukuthi ukwenzise. But the day back ku chapter 19 the day back abaleka umfazi wamabele amabili amaade umoyingcwele bese usukile kuye kungaka hamba tshela abantu ukuthi na hayi mina uNkulunkulu sengicela ukufa ku verse 4. Genesis ku First Kings chapter 18 chapter 19 verse 4 hayi uNkulunkulu ungcono ngifa ngoba mina ngikho ngcono but uma se umthatha umoya ongcwele ugijimana ufika umhlalisa 40 days akunlapha alamba khona akuna lapha kwenzeke imkhuba khona ngoba uyayenziswa he is in the presence of the Lord umoya ongcwele awukuhlekisi ngabantu Umoya ongcwele will always come ufike ukwenzisa lokhu ufuna ukukwenzisa khona uzowubona futhi laphana ku Second Chronicles chapter 20 while Jehoshaphat afuna kubonana afuna kuhlangaza afuna uhlangabezana nalabantu wayefuna kulwa nabo the Bible says ukuthi na that time when they were praying with their wives children or nabo banibani the Holy Spirit ku verse 13 and 14 wayehla wafika wakhuluma ukuthi na impa kusiyona yenu ningasabi hambani niyomelana nabo but uma sekufika uMessiah when the Messiah came kut afika tena njengoba ngiyahamba nizonikeza irepresentative yizohlala ngoba that time the Holy Spirit ngoba umuntu wonile bovakasha uhamba uvakashwa now ngifuna kunikeza umuntu azohlala nani permanently but one condition nani king ningamcishi njengoba asho kuba Thessalonike umpostle Paul ningamcishi umoya oyingcwele yini icisha umoya oyingcwele is the sin when somebody awela esonweni abantu abangekho spiritual uyafika ame ashumayela bangaboni ukuthi lo muntu lola u spiritual bankrupt yeah akhuluma enza nikhuba a prophet abathendisa abantu utswayi abanikeza imichamo baphuze bayenza yonke lento lela abamboni ukuthi u spiritual bankrupt uzobona a few nyana nje la ledelelekile so spiritual emptiness mfundisi sikhona and abantu abawela ku spiritual emptiness is because yikhona into bambe bayi provoke because them uJesu mahamba uthengini shiyela wona lo moya lola but one condition gada ukuthi ungaweli esonweni kungakho umpostolo Paul ku Timothy atina the umoyincela awusinikanga umoya wokusaba kodwa usinikeze umoya wamandla wothando and self control when you fall in sin which means umoyincela usekho la uyabaleka kakhulu ubalekiswa isono lesabaleka leku Adam le lesayenzo Adam le umoya ongcwele wamseparator wamsusa wahamba ehlala ufaka amakirubi ukuthi angangeni la ngoba lo muntu lo la sengcolile inento namoya nanyamhlanje emabandleni usakwenza when somebody sins ngoba umoya ngcwele whenever you are about to sin umoya ngcwele uzokutshela ukuthi whoa, don't go there. Umoya ngcwele number 2 awali ukuthi umuntu abe nonkosikazi, but as you are controlled by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will give you time for your wife, will give you time to romance your wife, to play with your children, to do izinto zebandla, wenza whatever, even izinto zasezweni, but ukunikeza self control. But once waqala wabuka iketi, ubuka amaPakistan ukuthi upake kahle unje unje unje, uyajampa umoya ngcwele uyakutshela ukuthi wo, awuyi laphayana, uforce uyisa khona. Uma ubona ukuthi uyawuforce ujampe umele ukushiya uyi-1 ngoba unoqhuku lo moya, awufuni indawo engcolile.
Yeah,
uzoyibona phi le nto lela? Buka uSolomon. Umoya ngcwele, akuna muntu uhamba ngomoya ngcwele uzohamba ayofuna abafazi about 1,000 rand wabafazi. Akekho. When you are led by the spirit. But the time uSolomon had a kingdom, uSolomon had only one wife. Umoya ngcwele wayehla wakhuluma ukuthi ufuna ngikwenzeleni, wacela ukuthi ngicela ungenzele 1, 2, 3. Wayehla futhi the day kwakuvulwa ibandla. Uma kuvulwa ibandla kuna leya glory yayehla, yibizwa nge-special name ukuthi ze Shekinah glory, yokuthi abapriesti baze bahluleka ukukhuluma because kwakungene umnikazi ukuba wuye okukhulumayo phakathi kwa that Shekinah glory. But the moment aqala ukungenisa izinto ezingahambisani, God is not against ukuthi umuntu ashade, but uNkulunkulu umnikeza umuntu iself control. Wathatha abafazi baba baningi, yile nto yenzakalayo nasemabandleni. Once umuntu aqala abana 2 uzomuzwa, aqala abanazivesi le azoyijustifyd. Angithi umbonile ukuthi na uSolomon naye wayena 1,000. Awumbonanga ukuthi uDavid naye wena, awumbonanga noAbraham wayehamba noNkulunkulu wayena wena Hagar wena boKeture wena bobanibani. Uqala uba nevesi yokuthi na le vesi lela izoshutha amanitsi wakho, sewumbona ukuthi lo muntu lona spiritual ubankrupt. And uzoziwa abaningi, uzoziwa a few, then a support a majority leyi yikwaleyo mikhuba leyo.
Ngiyakuzwa. Send us your WhatsApps. What is spiritual emptiness? I love our perspectives. We have perspectives and angles that we enter into these things, into this topic. What's your angle on this issue of spiritual emptiness? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say, 0826572729. Talk to us directly there, and it would be great to hear from you. And then tell us as to how you feel about this.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mam Maureen.
Greetings to you, my brother in the Lord.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, there is something that I'm not getting it, Mina. My brother in the Lord. So there is the word. Leli engilizwa ngaso sonke isikhathi. Abantu balisho. When you uhamba endleleni bathi footsack. Bathi footsack. Bathi footsack.
How, mama?
So
how?
I don't understand this word mina. My brother in the Lord, please judge it for me. Ungitshela ukuthi ubabathi footsack basho ukuthini? Ngani ngoba when you yazi una uma uno umoya kaNkuluNkulu, you cannot speak that kind of language. Hey. So ngicela ukubuza kuwe bhuti wami ukuthi umuntu mathi kuwe footsack all the time. Kwenze njani?
Oh.
Ngicela ukubuza kuwe bhuti wami. Angazi ukuthi mina ngizoyithatha kanjani. I don't know when how you will take it. Ngani ngoba bayakusho njalo kithi. But footsack. I don't even want to say this word. A pulpit. Why? Because of I am bringing it to you, my brother. Ngizwa ukuthi ngempela wena, how do you take it? Umuntu bakasho kanjalo kuwe. Ngicela ukubuza kuwe bhuti wami, ngiyazi ukuthi niyakhuluma nabanye enikhuluma nabo. Umuntu mayesho kanjalo kuwe, mina ngithini kuye na? Ngani ngoba that is why mina ngithi mina umuntu mina ngimpha uNkulunkulu. I cannot judge a person. I cannot say anything anyhow kumuntu. Ngani ngoba why? The one that ongikhethileyo obone kukuhle ukuthi ngisiswe ngaso sonke isikhathi ngiyenza right. So but people when they say to you footsack, what is it? Yini lokho? Ngicela ukubuza bhuti wami, ngicela ungiphendula. I don't know ukuthi mhlawumbe mina I'm taking it ngendlela enye wrong. So ngicela ukuthi ungitshele ukuthi kusho ukuthini lokho. Mina ngiyangibuza nabanye ukuthi kusho ukuthini umuntu bayethi kuwe footsack kuwe. What is it? I am asking myself. Ngiyazibuza mina ngizibithi hayi uNkulunkulu wami, I don't know these people ukuthi why are they saying this? Mabethukani bakhuluma lokho or inhlamba or yini? I don't know. So maybe when my brother you will tell me ukuthi what is it? Thank you very much. Good evening.
Hey.
Mfundisi.
Bathi suka la.
Come now.
That's what it means. Bathi suka la. Uma bakutshela leyo nto leyo. Le gama uthi usabe ulikhuluma bengibala ulikhulume more than 14 times. Bathi suka la. If bakhuluma lokho kusho ukuthi bathi suka la. And then over the times lithathwe ku-Afrikaans le gama leli selikhuluma inhlamba. Over a time it has acquired a blasphemous spirit. So uma bakutshela njalo futhi they are cursing you. Ngamanye amazwi bakhuluma ngawe nawe sengathi uyisilwane, sengathi uyinja. Into ebayenzayo ke leyo. So I want us to talk about the topic. I want us to talk about spiritual emptiness. What it is even all about. And we are asking this question. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. What is spiritual emptiness? What is it even all about? And Apostle, let me bring this to you. If you want to respond to this, you will respond. Let me bring you to this. Now, emptiness again, you know, is what we see in Isaiah 55, verses 2. It says, why do you spend money for what is not bread?
Yeah.
And your wages for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance. The very aspect that we basically are no longer listening carefully to the Most High. We find ourselves spending so much time on what is not spiritual food. So we find ourselves hungry, spiritually empty. Apostle?
Not only do we find ourselves spiritually hungry, we find ourselves
spiritually thirsty. Jesu umita this woman by the world.
Yeah.
Ato khami, doable. So now Morena Wamuko Pahorbona to Kupa Mpemit. Masadi Ula Shela Jesu di Top. But Marana Jesuva Matavatahai went to an extent of making her aware for it. But that's when you understand correct. Masali obai thole in the world, abatana limit, this woman was just empty. And the issue hai ya ho ya banna babangata. It was just a symptom, a one tongue emptiness of an ailing kamaha.
Yeah.
And the Nisila said the problem with you kuhore, when you feel spiritually empty, we try to cover that up or fill it up with what is external. So with this, in this woman's case, he was using one relationship after another. And another exciting look at me. But I know that I would never get a boyfriend. So we'd even go to an extent of committing with these people, thinking that probably if it's not working, when I tie the knot, there shall be fulfillment. And then I tie a knot, and then the dissolve. Then second, third, but like still, Majita Avana never asked Konu who address what she was feeling. Never saw Konu feel up the thirst and the hunger and the emptiness until Africa by the well where there was water. And imagine Elimorana Jesus as much as Nalimit Mula Marmorana Jesus. I want a drink of me, Nakin Jabo Pil. Once oh no, once you're filled up, got Jesus, you can never run dry. You can never be empty. But you will ask yourself a question and you'll wonder why is it that you have so many, many Christians who are empty? Then tell them, let out of our belly shall flow rivers of life. So when our babies are supposed to flow rivers of life and then we are empty people, well, that is not possible. So now when there's a river, then emptiness is am I. So we need to go back to filling ourselves up with the word of God. So unfortunately, when there's a disconnect, even Lenzona Mujimi don't make sense to you. It doesn't appeal to you. You read one verse and you feel you are done for the day. So, it's not a big deal because we were so much on fire. And when you're so much on fire like that, it's because we were filled up.
Yes.
I mean, even living in the book of Ezekiel, the measurement of the water level, ankle, knee, So now, but then when you continue to remain on your ankle deep, emptiness of high note. So you need to start engaging in the word of God. Start engaging with people who love God. And another wonderful thing, when you meet people who are on fire and you are empty and you meet people who are full, then there can be an overflow that can spill over to you. And then now all of a sudden, emptiness but then like Muruti, that sense of vacuum, inability, unsatisfaction, unsatisfied, void, emakatang, and emptiness has also a lot to do with this void, this space, this vacuum. You know, that needs to be filled, and once it's not filled correctly with what it's supposed to be filled with, which it is the Holy Spirit, it is the Word of God. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, that's why the Bible says, the Holy Spirit shall overshadow us, and He will fill us up till we overflow. But when we don't allow the Holy Spirit to do that, then we will continue year after year, really empty. And then listen what happens when we're empty. Then hopefully I go correct into over Murutu Ola. Nah, some percent. I guess. The worship I go to Ikeroke, I am percent. And then go to the next church. And then go to the next church. But the problem is not these churches, it's how you feel inside.
Yeah.
That whatever you do to try and fill it up, that is external. It cannot work. Negative, Bazalon.
Yeah, I hear you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Simon, Shivurilization. Ivana, I'm coming to you. And we will talk. We will talk even more. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the WhatsApp. Send them over. 0826572729. And the voice notes there. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.